Blog Talk Radio.
We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one creator of this earth. And there's a heaven. He is the creator of the heaven. He's over that heaven. And only one can get in that heaven is the one who obey him the best. That's what God said. So we're here tonight, the Block Talk Radio Station, coming out of California, under sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. We're here tonight again to bring this message of concern, Block Talk Radio Station, to the public, and hope that we'll be able to help or be some help to cure the cancer and the sickness that this world done took on and been taken on. It's going to be a beautiful world we live in, but first the men and women in this world have to get right, and the only way they can get right is to accept the truth and live the truth. If they fail to do that, then we'll keep a world full of hell, full of problems, full of destruction, full of everything that the Creator himself did not want us to have. And that's why he gave us all these books, so we can read them, so we can have a life that gives us abundance of good. So, but if we don't fail to read these books, because there's no force in religion, you have a right to be whatever you want to be. You want to be a dog, or you want to act like a snake, you want to do any of those things, you have the right to do that. But there is life after death, and whatever you do in this world, you take that with you to the next world. There is a life after this world, and we want you to know that. So we thank Allah for you for coming on our show. We thank Allah for blessing us to come on and bring a sober message to the American people, because we see all the lies. The truth cut the light on, and you're able to see all the lies. So this sponsored show by Hameen Muhammad, coming out of California. I am a co-host worker here. My name is Abdullah Akbar, and my wife is Daya Akbar. We both work in the board. We both have shows. She 2 days a week, and I'm 4. And we also have co-host worker with us, and also with one is Suja Muhammad. He's coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the other one is Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia. Whenever he comes on, his wife is in the hospital, and they're working very hard on her. And we pray for a safe return home back to her family. And we also have an imam that comes on here, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, who is the imam in Logan Lane, Georgia, but he stays in Atlanta, Georgia. So we are your speakers tonight. I'm starting off. We invite anybody who wants to say anything. All they got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will bring them in. First, we'd like to start off with a prayer, and then we open our talk up. Our prayer is called Al Fatah. We'd like to start it off with a prayer. First, we've said in the English language, the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English translation. Humayun Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu Iyyaka Nasta'in. And did it Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina Antolayhim. Gali Maidu Bilayhim. Waladori Amin. We seek protection from God, from Satan, the rejecting enemy, the outcast. With the name of God, God is most gracious, and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us this great way. Show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors, and not of those who will go astray. Amen. We greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. As-salamu alaykum simply means may God peace be unto you. We see where the board have dropped a little bit, so we're going to try to put it up again. I don't know what happened, but this technical difficulty do come about. So we will see, try it again, bring the board up. With the help of Allah, we'll all right, Bob. We're trying to get the boys on again, and just be patient with us as we try to get this board back where it should be. I don't know what happened. We don't control nothing. We think we do. We don't control nothing. We do not control nothing. Yeah, we don't control nothing. We could be on the board and start this messing up. We know where that come from. We know exactly where it come from. But when you're at the mercy of someone else, and that's what we are, throughout this land, we're at the mercy of someone else. So, well, we keep working, keep making things, trying to make things right, and Allah said He's the best of protectors. And we pray that Allah protect our effort and bless our effort. And thank Allah. That day, all this stuff pop up there, message of concern, Juma lectures and prayer, and you know, all that pops up. Any other time that do not pop up. But it's coming up tonight. So we say, Allah don't help us, we ain't got no help. We just ain't got no help. Okay, then let's see what it's doing. It's trying to act like it got some sense. It's trying to act like it got some sense. It's trying to do right. And I'm doing it out, maybe we'll. I think that, see what's happening now, we are working on this board. We shouldn't have to be doing this. But we're at the mercy. We're trying to get this together. Come on, Mac. Don't give up, I'll tell you that. I would not give up. So we pray that get better and better. Scream is acting stupid. I mean, acting like let me know that he's still in charge.
You made yourself a nigga. You need to look the word up, or the word Heavenly Father. So you made yourself a nigger. Because you refused to respect the one who created that sky and this earth to put you on. He put up here the tester. And many are passing the test. This COVID-19 is wiping many of us out. Many people are dying from this COVID-19.
Thank you.
when they sit down right there. That is us out the first time then, but this year, talking to the people in front of the mall, nice crowd. People are listening. And always all praises are due to Allah for that. And I see that we have Brother Muhammad was in the queue. I see he left. I was just going to finish desperate to bring him in. He left again. Okay, well, I see another one of us, is Brother Suja. Well, I'm going to bring him in, turn his mic on. We're going to see what he has to say. As-salamu alaykum. Bring Brother Suja in. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you got it, brother.
Okay. When you was playing that other tape, it was scrambled. It was really scrambled.
Oh, okay. Then I'm gonna have to redo it again. Thank you for letting me know.
Don't play it again.
I'm gonna have to. Do it. I got another one that I probably cleared
that. Alhamdulillah.
First of all, I'd like to say, with
Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there's only one God, one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. You know, we thank Allah much for blessing us to be able to pass on. To be part of the mission, establishing truth and providing truth and giving the people an option, you know, to look at a thing more than one way. All these different methods and all this is designed for the last days. That's one of the ways that we see it. All this is designed for the last day. And the last day, what we are talking about, is the judgment day. It's the judgment day. All this, what we've been doing, all these things have been happening. Some people feel like they gonna get by. You know, I was just watching a live program where these two young boys they scheme and plan on killing a young girl, and they did it. They did it, and they were stupid enough to have it on tape. Talk about they feel like killing somebody and how exciting it is. And these two, they was in school. And it was a school girl that they killed. Innocent school girl. She was babysitting. And her mistake was inviting them over to the house where they was babysitting at. They came over and first of all, they cut the lights out, cut the card and cut the lights out and things, you know, took them through some changes and wind up killing that young girl, you know. And so happened, you know, the police is rounding up people and they got those two in there questioning them And they setting them up, and they just lying. Police know they lying, you know. And they are acting friendly with them, you know, and setting them up so they can be relaxed and they can lie all they want to lie, you know. And that's what they did, just lie, you know. Imagine if one of those two boys killed your daughter, your young daughter, you know. And you heard what they said about they want to kill somebody, and that they killed, one of them admitted that they killed the girl, you know. And all these things that is done, that has been done, a whole lot of it, people think that they, and the wrong, people think that they going to get away with it. They think they're going to get away with it, you know. Taking a person's life, I mean, that's devastating right there. Taking a person's life, you know, and dealing with it like it's that they didn't want a trophy, you know. That they don't got bigger among their friends now. You know, they wearing it as a badge. I'm a killer. You know, I pray that they get the electric chair. You know, that they meet a beast, the way the Quran says. Say they're gonna come where they gonna come face to face to a beast. And you know what a beast looks like. I know you don't watch some of those nature programs and how those leopards and lions and alligators and snakes and things, when they attack the prey, you know. And they're not just killing for fun. They're not just killing for fun. You know, they're killing to survive and live. But these idiots is killing for fun, killing to get initiated, you know, to feel like they part of some kind of thing that they done established, you know. So brothers and sisters, we are living in a world today that is going out and going out fast. And I can see where some people think it's the end of the world. But it is the end of the world that we lived in, that you knew. It's the end of that world, you know. And it's a new world that's coming in of freedom, justice, and equality. A new world. And a person with common sense and love for their fellow man, you know, and have the love of God in their heart, they are happy to see this new world coming in. Because it's coming in fast. You see? So this is no time. This is no time to get caught off into this old world. Don't fool yourself. Don't get caught off into this whole world. And you know Satan, that he's going to deceive as many as us as he can. This old world going out, and the new one is coming in, and you got people believe that this old world is the thing. It's the happening. It's something that I want to share in. I want to have part of. I want to be seen. Well, brothers and sisters, if it's something that you're scheming, it's something that you got to give up your dignity. Something that you know is wrong. You better think about it, because you don't want the hell of Allah to be brought to you. Not the hell of Allah. This is the hell that and a pain that lasts and lasts and lasts. You know, some hurt, it just lasts a little while, and then it's over with. This is not the same type. So let's wake up, brothers and sisters. You know, this is the time for us to look at the new world and find out more about that new world. And don't think just one person is going to bring that new world in. It's going to be a world where all of us going to be able to bear witness that is real and that is right. They're not going to be able to bring no idea that God had no son, that one people's is the Lord, that one people's is superior over another, and that one people's deserve all the wealth. They're not going to be like that. It's going to be fair and just. We talk about justice. Justice is here. Things that people used to get away with, they're not going to get away with it no more. I'm telling you the truth, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you something that God loves, and that's the truth. And we all love the truth. So praise be to Allah, brothers and sisters. We pray that we, as a group, as somebody that agreed to come and share with other people on this blog talk, the truth, that when we say something, listen to what we're saying. Listen to what we say. Don't say that's no any damn thing. Listen what we're saying. And let's be careful in using our words and make sure that what we're saying is freedom and justice for everybody. Allah said that we all came from Adam. And we know the situation. We know that all the division and the color scheme, and we know all about that. We see what's going on. The racism, the oppression, how the person acts when they have a little bit and the other person has a little. We know all about that. So we had to be careful. You know, Allah done set up a program for us to be able to deal with these things that's out in the society. He done set up all kind of ways and means in the Quran for dealing with the needy, for dealing with the poor, for dealing with the oppressed, for dealing with racism, false superiority. He got all this is in the Quran. So what we got to do is try to use this wisdom, studying the wisdom of our Prophet Muhammad, because he had to deal with it and be able to apply it as close as we can to the way that he applied it, the way he handled it. So brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah bless us to say something that might prick your conscience, you know. And we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum. We turn it back over to our brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you. Well, anybody else got anything to say, all you got to do is mash one, and you will be put into the queue, and I will cut your mic on, and you will be able to share with how you feel about the thing that you see it here in this day, this world that what we live in now. Because work, prayer without work don't count for nothing. And we must learn how to pray as well as work. And then we have to work in our place. We have to do and think the way the Quran said and do the best we can, because there ain't no perfect people. There, it wasn't going to be no mistakes. Allah said that he would find people that made mistakes and put them in charge and get rid of the people that wasn't making no mistakes. So we're here to learn from our mistakes. Allah is the greatest. And Allah have given us a mind and an intellect that we must use, even though we're going to make a mistake. There ain't no perfect people. Okay, what you read or what you come up with, there's no perfect. And everybody ain't going to do things like everybody else does. You have to do it the way Allah has led you to do it and do the best you can. And that's what Prophet Muhammad did. Huh? Imam Huda'i Muhammad said, do not imitate him. He don't want to make no prayer. And the best one of us is one who obey Allah best. And Allah knows who that is. So we're working to please Allah. But when you try to please some man, you're messing up. They'll mislead you and misguide you. And next thing you know, you're off the course. Stay on the course. That's one thing I try to do. I try to stay the course. Yeah, I remember when I first put my sign out there in front of the house, that every time I look out there, somebody reading it. But I put it out there the first time, one of the brothers, somebody, oh, we're going to burn your house down. Why would somebody do that, reading the truth? Huh? Then if you're going to stand up for truth, and you're afraid something like that to happen, then I don't blame you. Don't try to get out there, because most of the men that lost their life is the one the life got taken away from them. A lot of them good men, because they stood on truth and they stood on what they thought they believed in. And some of them lost their life. Dr. King, Malcolm, and there's others that probably just happened to yesterday or 2 days ago. But anytime you stand up for truth, this is what could happen. But Allah got you. Allah said, fighting this cause doesn't mean Allah going to protect you. The angels that he have around you will protect you. That's what I believe. Without faith, it's like none at all. So we here tonight. Anybody else got anything to say? Wants to say, all you got to do is match one. I'm looking at the board, and I will turn your mic on. So, Humalishaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Allah is the greatest. Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. And Prophet Muhammad have left us the Quran. And we all read it. We all get a message from that. And Allah say he bless who he please, when he please, where he please, how he please. And he bless some more than he do others. So let's keep looking and working for the blessing of Allah. Is that what I'm doing? So may Allah continue to bless us all. We live in a world that looking at the internet today, and this Caucasian shot this African American and said that he was on his car pulling off the windshield right back and crazy. And a lady disputed that, say the man was just standing there with his shirt off. And the man, off duty police, got the car and took his life for nothing. So this is the kind of world we live in today. And we're going to have to address this, get with these organizations who was out fighting for the human rights, for the rights of the citizens. We're going to have to join them or come up with our own group. But something got to be done. Prayer without work is not going to mount to nothing. These people don't mind you praying and just walking. Just walking and marching. But prayer with a sign, prayer with trying to encourage the people to cut off the circulation by holding, not going into these people's stores and not buying from them. Whatever we do of good, it's going to reflect exactly what we're doing. And we live in a time that we all African-American people are at risk with these evil people that I don't call them white people. The truth is they ain't no white people. Imam said that. Imam, what do you mean? They ain't no white people. We're not black. But we accepted that for unity. And still we don't have no unity. Huh? We don't have no unity. And like you said, two African-Americans killed that girl. And now, like you said, you want to see them burn. But they were wrong. And wherever they got that from, they I know they wish they had never done that. Huh? Two African-Americans. We're killing each other every day because we don't know ourselves. And not because the Quran is not doing the job, because the people that got the Quran is not stepping to the plate. They're not trying to educate the people. Some of them are afraid to educate. Then we got some people want you to educate the people the way they are. If you don't do the way they do it, it ain't going to be done right. I don't follow that.
That's right.
Well, they got some names.
That was two Caucasian, so-called white men.
America, they need to burn. I thought it was two African American, two Caucasian killed the woman, man. Oh man, I look at the crime report on news. I see crime. Kind of a picture come on the internet called crime, and they show what Caucasian people killing their wives, and unsaid about it. They killed the girlfriend because they got too close to the wife. All kind of stuff. Wife come on, open the garage, blow the wife away, and because he got another young girl that he interested in. All this foolishness is going on in America, and it come because of the religion that they receiving is not the religion of God, and not the religion about the true Jesus, but it's a lie and a weak idea, the wrong thinking about Jesus, and it's not causing families to stay together, then it's not from God. When we got here and they turned us loose, we used to be some of the best people, go to church on Sunday. We wanted freedom and justice and equality, and we asked for it. And then once we didn't get it, we stood up. We wouldn't get on the bus. We wouldn't go into people's stores. But still, that wasn't enough. So we have to stand up and tell the truth about everything. The Army and the Navy and the Marine are not protecting us. And these people is taking our freedom to vote. Then how in the world that the Army and Navy is somewhere in somebody else's land fighting for my rights, and now I'm losing my rights in this land by the very people that tell that lie. Say they love, if they love the Army and Navy and the Marines and the Army, and because they protecting only their rights. So all this got to be pointed out. We can't let this slide. We have to tell the truth. We have to point to where the problem's at, and then move on. Yeah, move on these people. We have to move on these people. We just can't stand still to, you know, they see the handwriting on the wall that we're coming at that lie that Jesus is God. So now they trying to say Jesus is not the Son of God. Now they trying to say Jesus is God. And ain't nobody challenge us but them. But ain't nobody challenge us but them. So I got Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, on, and see can we bring him up to say something right quick. He always got something to say. Brother Muhammad, Columbus, Georgia, would you match one on your phone and we'll bring you up? And we'd definitely like to hear from what you're doing this day and time in this great country that you stood up and fought for in the Army. So I'll bring Brother, he's like a imam, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum,
yes,
Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. You're no stranger,
well,
so you got
well, I think my son, my brother, may Allah's peace and blessing upon everybody in the cube and out of the cube in this
mm-hmm.
message of concern. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We thank Allah to have this opportunity all the time to be able to listen what He has inside of us that He wants us to share with everyone, inshallah, if it be His will, the will of Allah, the creator of all the world. To share with our brothers and sisters outside of our reality of al-Islam and in the world that they're in and trying to establish their meaning of their life. So we pray that Allah, that us being a mirror to our brothers and sisters, that maybe Allah will bless them to see their creator. You know, the creator of all the world will show the oneness that He has left and made it clear in most human beings' mind in our 100 years of this earth. See, we're only going to be 100 years here or more. So anybody in that age bracket, they pretty well know what we're saying about, because information and the means of communicating information to each other, Almighty God has made it very easy. Not too many people are ignorant of the truth. They just might not want to get the core with it, or they might not see the benefit in it, but they are fully aware of it. They heard somewhere, even amongst themselves and within themselves. Because we all know Almighty God,
Allah, the creator of the human being,
has already put it inside of every human being.
An idea or an inclination of what they are and what they was created for, and that is to be righteous and fair to their fellow human being in everything that they run into, and respect the way that it is or the nature of it. So we know that, like we do, all those lies out there, we have heard them one way or the other in storytelling and jokes and little young, we heard them in the fables and the stories that we read while we was in school and in preschool and stuff like that. Very few people on this earth you know, are ignorant of the truth. You know, in this 100 years that we're living in, we can't talk about people who Allah has called back. But we do know that most people on this earth right now, very few of them are over 115 years old, 120 at the most, all the way down to one year old. And all this information running around, it don't make a difference what a person is going or coming from, they have heard the truth somewhere. Not all of it, but they've heard enough to know that there's some knowledge out here that you can use to escape from the knowledge that always seems to be leading you the wrong way or getting you in the wrong place, or you saying the wrong thing, or you living the wrong type of life, or you're very uncomfortable with yourself. You feel like you're living a lie, as opposed to when you're at peace with yourself and you're happy with yourself, because you know that truth that's in you, you listen to it. Well, as a part of this message of concern, we're trying to help ourselves as well understand that the truth can stand alone. But a lie, you got to always get some kind of other creation involved in it, some kind of way. And it takes away from you the peace on righteousness, on the truth. So we invite everyone to be very mindful. Like those in the Christian world, when we were coming up, we know a lot of Christians, Caucasian people, thought they were so righteous, thought they were so superior. But we've seen Satan shame them all the way down to nothing. You know, and we also seen that in all other, for lack of a better word, nationalities, including ourselves. And we see it every day in this 100-year period that we're living in, this 100-year time slot. We see people who, when they get to be thinking they can live this lie and pretend like they truthful and they righteous for their own self-grandizement, Almighty God Allah lets them be humbled. Humbled and aware that they are just fooling themselves. They're not fooling Allah, and they're not fooling anyone who is trying to live the truth. They're not fooling nobody. So all these lies that's been out here a long time, talking about God had a son and my skin makes me better than you, and all these lies they try to fool with you to each other that it's the truth. It just keeps on backing up in their face, blowing up in their face, blowing up in their actions to show truly
who is a creature
out of his normal creation and living the life of a dog, an animal, or whatever. And they try to make it seem like those who are trying to strive to be what they were created to be try to make us feel like we're wrong for bringing it to their attention.
You know, but we also understand that happens every day.
We never know which of us might be the liar tomorrow. I've been fooling ourselves like different religious leaders in the Christian world, the Hindu world, the Jewish world. All of those who are living a lie and think they're getting away with it, they somehow, sooner or later, the truth will come to light, as they say. It would come out of that darkness that they're living in, and they see the light. Now, whether they want to submit to the light and stay free from the dark lies, the dark pretending, the dark way of life that they're living, again, that's all part of our test of why we've been here. To accept the truth. The way the whole world has been warned all the way up to Prophet Isa, that they called out in that world a fictitious and gave a fictitious name and a fictitious reality, calling him Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Had warned him his own self that the
that he will bring the whole truth was coming after him. And he was letting everybody know, you're living a lie to a certain degree. None of you are for real. Not none of you. You all are rebellious. Very few of you. And Allah tells us that in the Quran. That very few of them are straight. They're corrupt. They like what they're doing. And they like to see us do it. They like to have us back up under their feet and treat us like we're a dog and an animal. Working for them, et cetera, et cetera. And that's in all nationalities. They enslave each other. They mistreat each other. They corrupt each other. They pervert each other. And now we who call ourselves Muslims, because we made a public declaration that that's our intention, to serve the one God and Muhammad his messenger, is what's going to keep us safe from this crazy world out here. And that's the level we're at right now. The mind is lost. The mind can't even make any sense out of its own self of what it's doing to its own self and the body that it is dwelling in, hurting their own self, inflicting pain upon their own self, killing each other, etc.
So we should thank Allah very much, that we are able to
save our own soul if we want to. And in the process will help us save the souls of our loved ones and those who are outside of the Islamic world. If they want to save their own soul, they have a pattern that they can follow after. And that is just to be truthful. And try to follow the word of God that's inside of them and outside of them everywhere they look. Just like the angel did Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everywhere he turns, the human being cannot ignore Almighty God Allah and his angel and his book, the day of judgment. Today, if you do one thing and you don't want to live that life, you're going to reach the conclusion of it. No doubt about it. Unless you change and ask for a direction from Almighty God Allah. Everybody has the same treatment all the time. Almighty God's mercy comes down all the time. Believe me, those who are not of the Islamic faith and those who are inside of the Islamic faith who are fooling themselves. Don't you know when we read in Hadith Qudsi that some of the great men, so they thought in their worship to Almighty God Allah, they thought they was fooling him when they really was just worshiping themselves. The man who thought he was the best reciter of the Quran. Look at the time he put into it. It doesn't give no age or nothing, but we know he had to be well educated in the Quran, the Quranic Arabic, the manners of portraying a believer. Probably was living a lot, done a lot of good work, pretending to be a believer, but he was only doing it for his own self-worship. And when questioned about it, he tried to lie and tell Almighty God Allah, I'm doing this for you. And this thing now, a whole lifetime. This is a sign of how we've been seeing people like Billy Graham and that one preacher who wind up in the hotel room with a bunch of prostitutes and getting beat up, and one of the worldwide known preachers. And some of the other examples we have in other religions. You're only fooling yourself with those lies or your self-worship. You know, I know being in this position that we're in, being the best of creatures, if we don't watch ourselves and if we listen to the K-Tai, we'll think we're God too. And we'll think our children are God. Just think about that. And that rich man had all that money. It took years to accumulate that money. It took a lot of doing good work and good things for to be that successful to where you are rich, really rich, and you do good work with it. Like we all have to admit, when it comes down to false good deeds. The Christian world has done much good for the human family. Still doing it. Feed them, clothe them. Well, look at the reason why they're doing it. So they can say that God is the Son. They want to fool the whole people who take their creative oppression. You know, they'll have one of them, what they call it, a good cop, bad cop.
One beats you all upside your head, and then the other one's right there acting like he's packing you up and giving you clean, clean you all of everything, and then you get beat up again. All this poverty we've seen out here and everything, it's not lasting.
They ask people to donate coats and money and everything so they can give to the needy. Sounds real good. And then when you go there, they you find out that they created the problem by not paying the people fair, not giving them a equal job, equal pay, equal treatment. Is the reason why there's poverty and hatred in the world. But they're playing both ends across the middle, as they call it, and trying to get us in the middle, the righteous people. Not the good people, the righteous people. The people who are doing things in trying to plead Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all the world, in his instructions. Yesterday we had rich Muslims, rich Arabic scholars, just their whole life, and we know you have to put your time in to seek and want to dedicate your life to do that. And then when questioned by Almighty God Allah, they found out that they thought they were fooling him and they really was doing it for themselves. Same way in all the other so-called man-made religions. They do it for themselves. They like that power. They done made power, the word power, God, act like the word power didn't come from Allah. The English word power, or that same symbolic meaning it has in all over this world. Because all this world, these people are fighting for power. They want to be God their own self. They want to share in this reality of creation that they had something to do with it. Knowing that Allah has already told us that you don't have no partners, and that's the worst sin you could ever do is try to think that you could get in position. The claim that you have something to do with his creation. Allah's in charge of all this. Even that lie about them talking about he had a son. They couldn't even have that without God giving them their free will to make a fool of themselves. And tell that lie. Or to think that their skin color is a superiority. That goes for anybody. These people have their own skin color superiority problems amongst their own races. I'm a light Chinese. He a dark Chinese. I'm a light Japanese. Or he's a mixed Japanese. He's black and Japanese. And your color is the identifier to you. We have to be very, very sincere in saving our own soul first. If we want to be an example of how somebody else can save it, because we can't save them. But Almighty God, Allah, in his wisdom of why we're here, what we were, and the reward that we had, if we go through this reality serving him and him alone, the blessing involved, the reward involved. And also the knowledge that if you deviate just for a second in our time, just for a second, is enough to where you could have an accident. You could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can eat the wrong type of food at the wrong time, etc. Sounds like a whole lot of responsibility, but the only responsibility we have is already shown to us clearly not to get involved with those kind of responsibilities to something that is false, something that is real. It will take time away from your life that you're supposed to be using here to serve Almighty God and be a model of the safe way, the straight way, the best way, excessive. And we thank Allah that we have been well trained in those languages in English. We were taught to want the best because we already had the word. When we look at the history of our ancestors, we had the word. So we felt like it. We know that we should have the best. But we have to work for it by trying to please God and God alone. Not try to share the blessing that he give us, that he asked us to give back to him and alone, to see if we will be willing to share what he gives you, or you just want to keep it all to yourself, or to use it to have other people worship you. You know, it sounds like it's a very confusing situation, but it's clear. It's very clear. Because Allah kind of made it clear 1,400 some years ago when he said, this is the final way. And there's trillions of ways of life to live a life on this earth. But Almighty God, being as powerful or being as who he is, he said, I'm going to give you one way that will accommodate all of you from them lies and corrupt and self-worship and anything that you have experienced. I'm giving you one way out of it. And it's called Al-Islam. Yeah, and you ain't got to accept it. Matter of fact, he said, I don't even want those who I've already given it to, I don't want them to talk you into it. I don't want them to try to reason you into doing it. You know, they just need to show you the message, the straight upness of it, and that's it. And let you make the choice. Because you already have it too inside of you. It's up to you to bring it out. Quit oppressing yourself. Quit abusing yourself. Quit lying to yourself. It's all inside of you. All you have to do is bring it out and cast the stain that's on your heart. Throw it away and continue to clean up your heart. Your diet. Your thinking. Your emotions, etc. Sound like a whole lot, but it's very easy because he gives us something to stand upon. He gives us a way of life that will remind you 24/7 that you don't have to go through that. Just by recognizing that he's God and Muhammad is his messenger, pray to never forget that. Share that with someone else in the form of sadaqa. And fast to him to prove that you will, yourself is not addicted to it, and you be aware how much you might have fallen victim to the whistles of the shaitan and vanity and everything without knowing. But when you fast for Allah, you'll have a chance to see what you need to do to correct your seduction that shaitan is putting on you and the people who you use to try to do it to you, including yourself. When he make you love something and won't even love your brothers. The only thing that we found out about love, we see that when Allah gave us a straight definition, he said love is when you want something for your brothers and your sister that you want for self, for your own self. Then you are beginning to understand what love is. It's obligation, cooperation, for the sake of Almighty God, Allah. So those of you who are living a false life that we've been telling you about, that you've been reading about, that you already know within your own creation, you know right from wrong. Do not let Satan continue to make you think that you are not the best creation. Don't let him make you think that you need what he has to offer you, like he's been trying ever since Adam. To make sure he got something better than what you are. He's trying to fool you into giving up your greatness. So we pray a lot that we will get more disciplined and understand that you can be just an arm's length away from going to the heaven, to the paradise, whatever you might call it in your way of expressing your worship, and you can wind up falling all the way back down to the hellfire. But you also can be just an arm length away from the corrupt life you've been living and the lie that you've been living, and you finally
And we pray that, inshallah, that Allah blesses you to see his word, hear his word, and then hear his example of his word. Those of us in this 100-year period right here, especially here in America where we're living at, see the people who have turned around and asked for forgiveness. And like Allah tells everybody, he said, I have saved each and every one of you from the brink of the fire. You were just an arm lift away from locking it in to where when I have this day of reckoning, you be to have to go straight to be fueled to the fire. You know, accept it. So we pray that there's some value in us remembering how
important it is to do what Allah says. Not yourself, and especially not Shaitan. Not yourself first, and especially not what Shaitan whispered to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia. We appreciate you. Now we are on the other side of the business hour, and we know we got to have business because that's why we keep life going, business, and being productive. And we know that BUII is heading toward that production of food, shelter, clothes, some taking care of the hungry and the needy, looking out for the human family, you know, and also having security. We must have our own security because we don't have none. We don't have that protection. And we know that on the way they're going to happen, people who got a good heart, good human beings who got a good heart, we got to put them over us. Because right now we don't have people that got good hearts over us. And that got to change. You can't have no person to think that you are less than a human being. You know, we can't have that, to have good businesses. We have to have our own school. We shouldn't, the alligator is not in charge of training the tiger. So why are we going to let our children go to school with somebody who think they're superior than them? You know what's going to happen. You can see what's happening every day. There will be no peace on this earth. And that's what we are not going to get because we can't trust our people to some of these evil people that think that God came in their image and not the people that think somebody else died for their sin. We can't trust these people either. So we have to fix this, get away from them, and show these people how to live as human beings. But we all come from Adam. But that won't mean nothing if we don't see each other as the children of Adam, working with each other. We have to separate from each other so we can come together. We're not going to be no racist when we separate, but we're going to keep the races out, away from us. We don't want to live among the races. And they shouldn't want to live among us. Somewhere there's a line got to be drawn. And we hope that we be able to draw that line so we can have the kind of world that Almighty God wants us to have. Almighty God wants us to have a world of peace, a garden, as he said, a kind of all the different plants and different people, and we got to be happy. We have to. Somebody got to be fair, and the Muslims have shown through the history of this world that they can be fair with the other ethnic group in this world. So we ready. We ready to take over the challenge, and we pray that that we come into that time while we are here on earth, while we are here today, while we not for too long from now, that we come into that style of life where we all work together. We can show all men that we are one. We can't show them with this. We can't show them as long as one think they're better than that. One want to walk over there. We can't do it. So we pray to Allah that the Quran that we now they're trying to take our votes away from our right to vote. We can't live like that. So we must get away from these people that fell on all this evil. We must get away from them. We can't keep living because they keep killing us. And then they go before their Caucasian judge, and you can get it in. Caucasian people, a bunch of Caucasians, and you know they're going to stick together on the wrong. Most of them already have done that. They stick together on the wrong. When all the evidence is there, they have the evidence that the lady that said she came out and said, and they got it recorded where she said that Emma Till did not get fresh with her on that elevator. She may be charged with murder. But they not going to charge her if we not going to say nothing. Ain't going to do it. They not going to charge her if we keep going into the stoves, buying, ignoring the problem that done grown up with us and getting worse. Because every time one of us go in the hospital, we ain't coming back. Our brother AJ Shabir went in the hospital a couple of weeks ago. He was doing great. Now he's coming out the hospital. But he owned the oxygen tank. His liver, he's on the oxygen tank because he can't breathe good. And so we thank Allah for letting him come out of the hospital. But he was doing excellent last week. But every brother that I know that went into the hospital, they didn't come back out. Some of them didn't come back out. And then when they come back out, they were dead. And most of them were dead. Sister Sue. So how can you keep trusting yourself with people who think they're God? And you think you're going to be the winner? Although you're trusting the doctor because you look at them, you trust them because they got a suit on. Look like a doctor? Huh? These people have done some things to us when they were doctors that they document what they had done. You can buy a book when they did tell us how they cut us up and all this other stuff. I don't think many of them want to treat us right, but they are under the influence of those who don't want to treat us right. So we have to make an effort to get rid of these people. Get out of their life. We have to move on and create a life for ourselves. That's what God separated Pharaoh and Moses from Pharaoh people. Because you're not going to get a good life in a house with the man that think he got everything. You're not going to get a good life. He always wants somebody to walk on. Yeah, we running the ball for them. We're doing this and we doing that for them. We dance, run up and down a court for them. But when it comes to us owning, the thing that we can call and say we equal, that ain't happening. So I just got the board screened out, so I see that we got our brother Ibrahim Abdullah on the board. I'm going to bring him up and let him continue to share in this beautiful conversation with each other. Brother Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. You got it, my dear brother. It's about everybody. I'm going to bring Suja up after you get through and let him
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Well, I only have been witness to testify nothing is deserving of worship except Allah alone, and it's so wonderful to be able to say that. It's wonderful to know who is really real and who is false. But we know there's nothing worthy of worship but the one that created everything that exists. If we are a creation, there had to be a creator. But that creator is the one that we worship. And all the evangelists testify that Muhammad, to whom the last revelation came through for mankind and the world over. And we are winning this battle. Oh, y'all be talking and, you know, well, fool, don't you know that we got God behind us? That's why we can talk like that. We're not just jaw-jacking and talking and saying something insignificant. We saying something with a purpose. And our purpose is to remove all racial image of divine. All racial image of divine. That's our job. And we are grateful to our Lord for choosing us to do this job. But let me say this point here. My brother made mention of it. I'm going to bring it back and try to connect something here. All these things that have went on with us from the time we've been in this country to date, all the things we have seen on the TV, things that have happened to our people from way back to date, what would it take to make a people stand up for themselves? What would it take? Don't you know the best tool that Satan has is distraction? He know you don't have the mind to alleviate the distraction that he put out in the street. So what that do? That destroy our unity. You know where that came from? Our ancestors in Africa, when they should go hunting for lions and stuff. It's just two or three of them. And they find out when they see the big old lion coming, first the lion stop and look at all three of them. Then one run left, one run to the right, and the other start running straight behind it. So the lion automatically says, oh, the unity has been broken. Fine, I'm going to get one of these here. So what they learned to do is when they went hunting for lions or elk or what they wanted to do, it'd be 10 or 15 of them. And when they saw the lion coming, they would take their spears or sticks and hit the ground real hard and march towards the lion. And the lion would roar and look at them. And the more the lion roared, their voices got louder. Whatever they were chanting, and hitting the street. And then they started picking up the pace real fast, moving towards the lion. The lion broke and run. So what they were telling them, that unity is the key to anything for a people to rise above whatever they are faced with. We don't have any unity. There's been a lot of groups come up, a lot of programs, and I always remind myself and my brothers is that we're not in a religion. Our religion is not a program. We are Dawah team. We have a religion, Al-Islam. And so our Dawah that we are doing is for the purpose of bringing mankind to the realization who Allah or who God really is. Oh, and I tell you this. I don't have to bring you to the realization who Satan is. Y'all know who the devil is. You know all this after. You know all this character. You know how he works better than anybody because you done lived up under for all these years, and you mean to tell me you don't want to turn around. Okay. I understand. So your Black Lives Matter movement done died, which I never I wasn't in agreement with no way. Why? I'm not a man of the street. I'm a man of God. So I had to look and see what God said. in Scripture. You talking about back life matter, get mad with me, but I look over what God said. God said all life matter. That's why if you have animal, God's going to try you how you treat that animal that you had. Whatever kind of animal you had, he's going to hold you accountable for how you treat that animal. Why? Because he is the creator of that animal. So now, being that said, how can just one life matter and the other life that God created don't matter? We are Muslims. We don't eat pork. A lot of Christians don't eat pork or the swine. But we can't run through the whole country and kill them all the hogs in the woods and all that. No, because they are God's property. And he put them here to serve a purpose. Now, I may not like them, but I have to respect the fact that God created them. Okay, now, what you saying, brother? I'm saying God created us too. And we need to get together and unify for the very purpose of saving our children, grandchildren, great-great-grand, and on down the line. That's what I'm saying. Unity is the key. And you know it. Like my brother said, you hit one of them on the street, and in 5 minutes, if it ain't 2,000 or 3,000 in the street because you hit one of them or knocked their head or something like that, I'm not sitting there talking to you. What's that called? It's called unity. Although the unity that they have, the unity they have, they use it for the wrong purpose. They use it to intimidate people. But see, if they're not, they can't intimidate us. Why? I said it again. Because I'm working for God. I'm working with somebody that told me, whatever you need, just call me. If you're in dire straits, call me. If you need somebody, call me. If you need a ride, call me. That's the kind of God that we worship. That's why we ain't threatened for nobody. Not fearing anybody. Only thing we're fearing is that you don't come to your Lord and you be with the ones that's going to hell. And to hell that you don't call him for 47 years, that ain't nothing. That's like child play for the hell that God got for you. So what's wrong with your dining? And like my brother doing tonight, I'm kind of, we're trying to like talk to you kind of a little softly. We ain't sitting back now. But we're just serious with this. What would it take for you and I to have a conversation? What would it take for you and I to unite? What would it take for you and I to come up with some type of program where we can build some type of business and establish business for our sons and daughters coming behind us, our great-great-great-grandchildren? That's how you and I would be able to make it in this society, by uniting. And uniting on good principles, not weak principles, not bad principles, bad ideas, deceit ideas, tricky. No, that isn't our business on the right foundation. And the best foundation to establish your business on is La ilaha illallah. Nothing is worth the worship of God alone. That's the foundation we need. And when we're right, God will be with us. Every effort that we use to be right, God would increase that effort in us. So now it's time for us to unite. We got many principles we can unite on, but you have to remove the fear out your chest and say, I want to stand for the right, and I want to stand for what's right. That's how we are going to get ahead. We cannot get ahead if we have a place of worship. What supports the place of worship? Businesses. Once you have a place of worship, school for your children, you have to have businesses to support those places of worship and schools. So that's what we're about. And we're about aiding our people, aiding anyone with right conduct, right-minded person, regardless of class, creed, or color. We're talking about coming together, uniting, and building businesses, taking care of our homes, taking care of our wife, our children, grandchildren, great-great-grands, and et cetera. This is what we're about. So why don't right-minded people who say they're right-minded people, but we're going to see, why don't they take our number and say, brothers, I know what the BUII is about. Believers united in industry. And I trust y'all. I can hear it in your voice. I hear the sincerity. I want to donate $10,000 to y'all. I want to donate such and such to y'all to help y'all produce the businesses that y'all talking about producing. But we can get land and start building on the land. What we want to build, yes, a place of worship, but we also want to build homes, a permanent home for our seniors, and then homes for ourselves. But important to seniors, look how our seniors are being treated. Look how badly they've been treated by us. We don't even respect our senior, and they are the ones that's got you here today. If it wasn't them, you wouldn't be here today. So we need to build homes for them, nice apartments that's secure, gated properly with security on the gates night and day, place of worship, dining hall, where you have a condor running from the apartment to the place of worship to the dining hall, where they don't never have to come outside if the weather's bad. These are things we want. Yes, we can have a nice gym for the guys over there who want to play basketball. But if the proper floor in that gym, it can also be a skate rink on the weekend. Yes, we want a swimming pool. Well, we will have two pools, one for the sisters and one for the brothers. We'll have saunas, one for the sisters and one for the brothers. And then we'll have livestock on our property. And we'll have slaughterhouses where we will slaughter our own meats. We will raise them, feed them properly, no artificial enzymes or nothing in the meats. And our chickens for your brown egg, nice eggs. Land that we have enough on, maybe to feed 10,000 people, but the type of crops we will have. And brothers who are working the crop. And some kind of way, we find a way to pay everybody on our property, living on the property, working the farmlands, taking care of our stock, and taking care of the ones that's over the project. We must have businesses. We must have our own. What's wrong with saying that? Oh, them niggas crazy. Why are we crazy? Everybody else got their own. I tell you what you do. Go in Chinatown and slap one of the Chinamans. Go ahead with your bad self. Go in their town and slap one of them. But you tell me that we can't have our own, that we shouldn't have our own. Then I say to you, I pity the fool, like Ray Charles said. Or B.B. King, I pity the fool. Everyone is in our nature to want to have something for themselves. So I'm going to yield out. I came to you in peace. Going to leave you in peace. And my big brother, come on. And I thank you for listening. I said, I'm on Acorn.
Well, Lincoln, I am. Thank you. You hear me? That's what I'm thinking. Yes, sir. We're going to get our own. That makes sense. Okay, five praise to God. Let me see. There's a 2-3 in the queue. 238771. See who that is.
Hey,
Assalamu alaikum.
I've been at the post office, and I've been selling.
Mm-hmm.
The people is buying the black mask and the K95. They buy the K95 because that's what the media, you know, been preaching and teaching.
We wearing two masks here most of the time.
Is that right?
How
much is you know 50 of those masks selling for down there? 50.
Well, the black one you see me, Jack, $5 a piece.
A box. I see $5 a box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's exactly the same thing I hear. Now, you could buy those wholesale if you buy a case or so. You could buy those for about $1.50 each.
Yeah, okay.
And then we turn around and set up for, we mark it up $3.50.
Yeah.
And we sell it for $5, you know.
Mm.
But I don't know, alhamdulillah, a sister told me who live in my building, she says Biden is supposed to, starting Wednesday, I think, he's supposed to send a lot of masks out here. But I think he may be mistaken. I think Biden is going to provide a lot of those test kits.
Yeah, test kits, yeah.
Right, the COVID test kits, but.
Yeah, he ain't going to
anywhere it go. Anywhere it go. Wait a minute. My question is, hold on a second.
Okay, I'm there.
Why not build a business that the whole world has to comply, you know? The whole
right.
world got to wear a mask. And, you know, and I'm going to try to stay right here.
He will.
My
mama said when the businessman becomes corrupt, the world is, the judgment is setting in.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. So that I was thinking about, you know, it was a brother on a show. The show
mm-hmm.
was entitled something about halal, do for self. It's a brother named Ayub Bilal or something like that. Forgot his first name.
Yeah.
But he is that right? Do y'all know him?
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah. And the brother was talking, because he was in the first. He came in like in 68, way back, you know. And he was talking about, you know, we had temples in every city and all like that, you know. And then I think he mentioned something about banks. And, you know, and so I was thinking, you know, we don't think big enough. We don't think big enough. We don't talk it up. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he talked big, thought big, and he talked big. And he put some stuff into our imagination by talking big. You know, he wants some of this earth and give him 5 states. You know what I mean? He was too much. That's why we all gravitated toward him. You know what I mean? We love that little brother. He talks
mm-hmm.
so much. You know, give me 5 states. You know what I mean? And he used to say, "What the white man? I wiggle him off my little finger." I'm telling you.
Put that courage back in him. Yes, sir.
Yes, he did, you know, and you know, and told us he's the devil now. He's the devil.
Yeah. The scripture,
they were calling us a black devil. They were calling us,
yeah,
lynching us
mm-hmm.
and stuff, calling us black devils and a lamb turning it all around on him.
That's what they still doing now. They point out what they call us terrorists and native terrorists. They keep the light off of them. They got to put the light on somebody else. And everything they do, they put the bad thing on us. And they keep that purity they trying to hide behind. But now that come to an end. They don't want us to talk about history, Africa, and the history of how we got mistreated. So they don't come together, and they don't come together and say they shouldn't feel bad about what they did to us. They don't want their people to feel bad about that. So a lot of these people are questioning the evil that produced. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you know, yeah, that critical race there. So. I don't know. The brother was talking about this brother. You're talking about we had a temple in every city, So we should have a bank. We should have a bank in every city.
Credit union.
Right.
We're going to have everything that this
world
has.
Start talking about it like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to talk about things that, it hadn't happened yet, but he talked about it. He talked about it in our mind and into our imagination. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
About the nation, you know what I mean? Building the nation, you know. So, we should, at hospitals, that's right.
I want to say something when the brother finished talking. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. My point is that we should start talking about owning our own bank.
Yeah.
If not every city, in the major cities, Los Angeles, Atlanta, you know what I mean, Chicago, we should talk about it. Talk about it like it's real, because it will be. If we keep talking about it, focusing on it, it will be real.
It will, yeah.
If we got fear in it, if we got fear in it, scared to talk big like the lamb used to talk big.
Yes.
You know, talk big. Put all kind of great ideas in our mind. You know, alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum. I just want to add on something that my brother was talking about, and what I want to say is that one of our, because he said we, and I said, you're right, our problem is that we keep on supporting these crooks that have robbed the community, and you don't think people know about it, and our children. See, our children, we dying off, but our children are not dying off right now. And so they know, and we keep supporting these people, calling them sheikhs, calling them all this stuff right that, you know, and supporting them. And all they have to do is say, brother, okay, if you want to come back in the community, that's okay. Why don't you give back? Look at the Holy Quran. You're supposed to compensate. Anytime you take something... Why you want to come back into a community and you still holding the merchandise? That don't make no sense. And we accept that, and they see that. You don't think people see that? And our children, when they robbed from Imam Wardi Muhammad, they was robbing from the children, because majority of us were senior citizens. And what do we be preparing our money for? For our future, for our children. So that's who he robbed. That's who they robbed. So once we stop supporting them, calling them sheikh, calling them imam, give them like they up there, then maybe somebody would say, because these brothers out here, they got a lot of money. But I won't give my money to no community that people that doing wrong, knowing that they did wrong, knowing they don't rob you. Alhamdulillah. That's all I want to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, we're going to bring brother, thank you, sister, and come back. Don't stay gone so long. Come back. We got to hear from the sister. So, alhamdulillah. Okay, Brother Sue John, you got it? You want to take it to the goal line and close it out?
Alhamdulillah. Again, I'd like to give everybody the greeting of peace. Of Aishan on the name Tom.
Well, they got your land.
Yes. And the beautiful thing that's happening is everybody is talking about removing that image out of worship. Everybody talking about that. And then we got people that everybody's talking about getting farmland. I remember
yes,
the
sir.
Time nobody was talking about it.
We're talking about everybody,
and that's beautiful. Everybody
that's beautiful.
Is talking about ownership now, and we got different brothers that opening up big businesses like credit union, you know.
Sure.
And I think one of the main things that we need to do is just keep them in back of our mind. And when we do move forward, we include them. Let's include them. Let's get in contact with them. Because they've been working right alongside us, but they've been doing something different. You know, let's don't forget our brothers. Let's bring them right along, and inshallah, you know, when we come together, we're gonna have power. But let's not forget about each other. You know, let's come together. Shaitan, don't let Shaitan misguide us towards those one that's trying to divide us. You know, there's a group that is trying to divide us, and this group want all the power. They want all the power. You know, but it's a blessing. Allah blessing them to get all the snakes together. All of them is coming together. You know, and they going to act holy. And they going, I love Imam Waris D. Muhammad. And I'm studying the Quran. And, you know, they going to come at you like that. We can't be gullible. That's going to be gullible. You know, the devil ain't going to come tell you I'm the devil. I got an evil scheme that I want to work on all of you all. He's not going to come to you like that. He's going to come to you like he's doing everything. Everything is beautiful. I'm looking out for all of you all. But if you ask the devil, show me one thing that you did. He can't show you nothing. That's where you got him at. So show me one thing that you did for everybody. He can't show you nothing. Now that hurt. And you know why that hurt? Because I'm telling you the truth. That's why it hurt. I'm telling you the truth. So we got brothers out here working. Every time Brother Amin come on, he telling you what he doing. I'm out here working, just like everybody else. I'm out here trying to sell these masses, you know. And I think that we should try to figure out how we can give, you know. So that's you know, we want these real people, and we and matter of fact, we can't stop it. We ain't gonna be able to block it. The real people is gonna be successful. Allah said they already successful. You know, so all praise be to Allah. Now let's don't forget the snakes. You know, you got a whole lot of people that's good among them. You know, we ain't gonna stop working with them. You know, and inshallah, maybe they'll change their mind. You don't know. We don't know. We can't judge nobody. We don't know which way a person is going. Especially when things get hot, when the boats start sinking, you know. So we want to save as many as we can. I try to be calm and present what I got to present. You know. Oh yeah, they gonna try to look like, well, you know he ain't. You watch out for him, you know. He's the snake. Yeah, I know the trick of Satan. Don't let Satan fool you. Okay, all right. So it's 8 o'clock. We're gonna ask our brother Imam just to close us up in prayer.
All right. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi Andy Lee Manning, Elder Min Kareem Fakir, all our, we need of all the generosity you extend to us. We ask you to bless us with great health and strength, sound body and mind for the mission that you have set us on. All I, please accept our prayers and our duas. All I, make our life what you want it to be, not what we want it to be. Amen, Ya Rab.
Amen. I'm just lying. We're going to turn it back over to Brother Agba. That's your name and name, son.
Fairly much. Oh, you got it. What you slowing down for now?
Huh?
No,
I
got it.
I
want to
keep.
Down.
I want to keep going.
I'm messing, I'm messing with you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to put forth that idea you gave. It's a good idea. You know, go and say the prayer. So
yes,
when that lady come on, she gonna cut everybody off.
Sure, she don't care about nobody.
No, not nobody.
I got a call out of Lansing, Michigan today about our program yesterday and also about the calendars. I'm going to ship them off Monday. And, you know, and once we get them in the masses, brother, inshallah, that Allah going to bless us. That's what we got to get them in the masses. Yes, sir.
I got five packages. I got
yes,
to
sir.
Send some to Brother Rashad.
Uh-huh.
Got to send some to Brother Amin, Imam Elam,
okay.
Anthony, all of them. You know, I got all of them lined up right here, and I got them in my package. I had to put the name and address on there, and I got to go ahead on and ship them.
And we're about to drop them Monday.
Huh?
Send Agba another 50.
Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah.
And remember, keep your receipt now. Keep your receipt, because when you ship them to us like that, we want your receipt. Like I said, you can send your receipt on the phone so you can get your money back.
I got it organized.
Okay. We'll deal with that Monday. We'll deal with that Monday.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm from Lakeland.
I like to say, Brother Shujah and Brother Ibrahim, that was a very dynamic talk. I really enjoyed your talk. Very dynamic, very uplifting, very inspirational talk that y'all did on the Lifeline.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Made my day. Started my day off and made my day good.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. And believe me, brother, I'm a free man in the city.
Yeah, believe it. Hey, Suja, is Agba on too? Agba on with us? Agba on with us?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to make another suggestion that we get together. Well, Monday is another itinerary we have, but we can get together and send Amin something for the radio show. Y'all ain't got to say that night. Just let me know Monday when we have our meeting Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. That'd be right on the
Allahu Akbar. Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Allah gonna bless us, brother.
And we're supposed to be starting at $25 a month, right? For being
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right.
Okay then. All right then.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I said the third because we know everybody get their money around that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a powerful thing when you work together.
Yes, sir.
When you work together,
yes,
it's powerful. Yeah. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Well, brother, I'm cooking some northern beans.
Yes, sir.
I got some northern beans on, and what I did, I got some halal ground beef.
Yes,
sir. I put some hot peppers in there and onions and garlic and I made me some cornbread.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting ready to jump off into this.
Well, Suja, put an extra bowl on the table and a spoon. Now listen. If the spoon moves, don't get alarmed. You just know I'm sitting there. Don't worry about that.
I'll be locked. I'm just locked. My wife, she's hungry, so I got to feed her.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, brothers. Yeah, go feed our sister now. And don't be late the next time.
Oh, yeah. Alhamdulillah. If any of y'all know anything about Los Angeles, Imam Ayman Abdul Majeeb is in the ICU.
Man.
Hospital near Pasadena. Yeah, so he already had diabetes, and he was already you circulate your blood every week. What do you call that?
Kidney machine?
Dialysis.
Dialysis. He was already on that, so he had underlying conditions. So let's keep him in our prayers and duas, brother. If anything else happened to Ivan, I don't know what's going to happen to Los Angeles. He's a follower of Imam Muhammad and these other devils out here. I don't know what's going to happen out here, but something happened to him. You know what I mean?
Okay. Brother, I mean, is that the Ayman at Ibn Rabah on Crenshaw?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's been in the hospital, it looked like 8 or 9 days, but now he's in ICU.
Oh, man.
Right. He did good. He had it a long time. He been doing good ever since I left, 20 years, I know.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Pray Allah bless him.
I'm going to call this
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to pray for our brothers and sisters, you know, especially going to these hospitals.
When they got to do our, just when you make the do, I make it simple, say Allah bless all the believers. That's all.
Yeah. Yes,
that cover everything. Not just believer. You say believer, you're not talking about Muslims. You're talking about believers in any religion.
Yeah.
Anybody that believes in Allah, probably that's going to bless them.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Hey, Suja, get off the phone. Go and feed our sister. We can talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Yes, yeah, I mean, yeah, yesterday.